This Bet Rivers 200 Betting Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Plus, we're also brought to you by our NFL Draft Bingo. Play NFL Draft Bingo for a free chance to score a $100 SGPN gift card exclusively on the SGPN app.
Drivers, start your
strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeve.
Welcome into another episode of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeve. I'm Rod Villagomez. Cody, I'm going to admit something to you. Sometimes I will play the intro to our show in my car and crank it up. I've got a pretty good set of bass speakers in that, and it just sometimes feels like I'm sitting inside of a NASCAR. So that intro was more for me than it was for any of you guys, and I don't know if you guys do the same, but it's kind of a neat little thing to do.
I've not tried that yet, but I will have to. I'll have to crank it up in the car and see how it sounds.
You may have to buy yourself an entirely new set of bass speakers. You know, of just a nice. Remember back in the 90s when we were like building. Oh no, you don't.
Yeah, I was like eight at the end of those, so I don't really.
For those of you who remember what it was like and buying those big old gigantic boxes to put your 18-inch basses speakers in there, yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then I weep for you. I wish you knew how it felt to be building those speaker boxes.
I will have to try that, Rob.
No, you won't, and that's fine. You don't have to. Just okay, boomer me and send me on my way. Yes, of course. We are talking Xfinity, and by the way, how cool is it that Bet Rivers is now proudly sponsoring an Xfinity race, a NASCAR event, and for Bet Rivers to not have much more than outrights on it. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Good though. Good to have this.
I like that some books are listing it as the Bet Rivers 200 and some books are just listing it as the NASCAR Xfinity Series race.
I guess I didn't even realize that. I didn't pay attention to that. It is kind of funny though if you're not one of those.
Some books are like, yeah, we're not giving them any pub.
Yeah, no. And why would they though? I mean, listen, if you want it, pony up for it, right? They obviously there for the taking.
Exactly.
So, yes, again, the Xfinity guys are taking the track to the Dover Motor Speedway. Oh, yeah, there it is, Xfinity Dover 200 on Caesars. I love that. Yeah, so we're getting some fun Xfinity races because, listen, it's not a weekend without an Xfinity and a Cup Series race. No trucks this week, unfortunately. Again, they're off, taking the week off. So, yeah, I mean, listen, this is a pretty cut and dry one as far as the entry list, right? There's no real surprises for this one.
Yeah, again, this is another Dash for Cash race. So we've got obviously no full-time Cup Series guys. You got 39 entries for 38 spots, so one driver will go home. Daniel Dye is back in the 10 car. Michael Waltrip will be happy about that. Tay-Tay Gray is going to be back in the 19 car. Ryan Truex, winner of this race last season, back in the 20 car for Joe Gibbs. Corey Heim in the 26 once again. DiBenedetto back in the 38. Caden Honeycutt in the 92. Yeah, those are really the only notable ones. So a lot of drivers we've already seen. Actually, all drivers we've already seen in Xfinity this season. And of course, no Cup Series guys. I think, is this the last Dash for Cash race?
I think so, yeah.
I believe it is. So we'll be back to the other you know, where Cup guys will be able to come back in well, they're not racing at Kansas next week, actually. So in 2 weeks, wherever we go after Kansas, I haven't got that far in life yet.
At the rate we're going, Leland Honeyman will be the next Dash for Cash guy. So yeah. be on the lookout for that. Also, be on the lookout for the NFL draft. It is this week, man. I know there's a lot of you guys out there that are NFL draft just Bible thumpers and that you love it. I know I'm talking to one right now, but I don't have the time. So if you don't have the time and you want to get caught up, the Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with NFL draft props. You got mock drafts and the NFL watch party, which Cody and I will both be a part of. I'm going to be talking about the 49ers late at night. So if you're up that late and you want to hear about the 49ers draft pick, I'll be on with them, Cody.
I think we're going to be back-to-back because I have hit the Ravens pick, which I think is right before yours.
Perfect. There it is. So maybe we'll have a little bleed over. You'll have some NASCAR gambling podcast on the NFL side of it as well. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page. Come hang out with the guys and us for the best NFL draft watch party out there. Plus, make sure you download the SGPN app for your free shot to win a $100 SGPN gift card with NFL Draft Bingo.
NFL draft bingo, that's fun. Speaking of NFL draft, Rod, I've got a mock draft out for two rounds over on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I believe Dave Heilman has one. Justin, our buddy from Old Fashioned Football, he's got a 7-rounder.
That dude.
If you want the whole thing, he ground all the way out. I just went with two rounds, but also have an article to bet on the sports gambling or on the it's on sportsgamblingpodcast.com, but it is to bet on the NFL draft. So make sure you're checking all those out as well as we get. Tomorrow it's draft day, Rod. I'm super pumped. Obviously, I love some NFL draft, and I'm glad we have a weekend of racing to go along with it.
It's hard to do one round, let alone 7 rounds of a mock draft. Like, I honestly, and my one round, my first 10 picks usually, like, are gone. Like, they're just toast. So I
stopped. Well, and then there's a trade right away, and yep. It all gets blown to hell. But yeah, I didn't do any of the trades in mine. It was just a straight mock, but it's still fun to do and fun to see who who different people have your team, maybe your team will pick or whatnot. So yeah. Always fun to get into.
Can't even predict those trades. That's a ridiculous, nonsensical thing to try to do. But all right, we can't predict where we're going to be this Saturday. It will be the Xfinity Dover 200 in some cases. So check your local books for the name of that. 200 laps around the Monster Mile.
And hang on, how your book decides to list it.
Unfortunately, sorry for that. Cody got caught up in the
Am
Matrix.
I still there, Ron?
Yeah, Cody got caught up in the Matrix. He'll be back in a second. But for those of you with the technical difficulty side of that, 200 laps around this mile paved track for an even 200 miles around the Monster Mile. Cody, the monster doesn't grip Xfinity cars in his fists, but definitely there are going to be some fun. And listen, on this track in particular, it's frustrating because track history almost means nothing. There's very few drivers that have active drivers that have wins in the Xfinity series on this track. And you see a lot more Cup guys' names than you do Xfinity guys' names when you start looking at the leaderboards.
Yeah, this has been a heavy Cup guys' drive this one in the past. So looking back, there's obviously some people have some starts here. And we only come to Dover once a year anymore. And so a lot of the Xfinity regulars don't have a ton of starts here, being that it's only once a year. So, it is less to go on. And again, like we talk about in Xfinity, while track history is always nice and we'll look at it for the guys we can, right, and where we can pull some things, it's a lot more about current form and what's going on this season. Again, all the names and faces change in a major way, other than obviously you're kind of regulars each season. So, but I think we've got, I would say we've had a very good grip on the Xfinity series this season. Been one of our best, probably because I found a way to bet on all four Joe Gibbs Racing cars this week, Rod. But, that's how it goes.
Well, given that most of these guys weren't even old enough to have a driver's license 3-4 years ago, then I can see why the names have changed. But, yeah, I think we've circled the wagons on some good folks here. So why don't we start setting up our bets for this race?
Exactly. Well, Justin must have heard me talking about him in his mock draft. He says, "What's up, brothers?" from the Old Fashioned Football account. Cody also checking in the chat. Great name, by the way. SVG to win, right? He said, actually, that entire show. So have a good day. We'll talk to you guys later. He says, just kidding. I hope colleague fields a car for him in the All-Star race. He will be eligible for the All-Star race. He's already locked in, Rod, with his win from Chicago for last season. So I would imagine you got to put him in there, right? So it'll be fun to see him in that race, in that car. And I don't know if Kolek would field that or if Trackhouse would field that. I don't know. It could be either way, I guess.
I don't know. Hurt feelings would probably be had all the way around. Go Fast Troy saying, yeah, get that 88. But... yeah, that's true. Bet that 88 car, kid, is a real deal. Hang tight. We got you there, Troy.
Did I not mention Carson Qualpole when I mentioned the entry list?
You did not.
Why did Bob not have that highlight? Come on, Bob. You're letting me down. I just rely on Bob for all of my stuff here. So, yeah, Carson Qualpole in the 88, another notable. So, definitely should have mentioned that. So, that's my bad for looking past that.
Yes, indeed. It is your bad, Cody. You should feel bad for that. Tell you what, you want to
go... have a bet on him coming up, by the way.
I do, so in fact.
Stay tuned, Troy.
Do you want to go commercial free? Do you want to go commercial free? Yeah, you want
Rod
to go commercial free.
We'll be commercial free to the checkered flag after this break.
Brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. We are getting the rest of the show commercial free. Actually, we won't be commercial free because I think there's one more ad break after this. But anyways, doesn't matter because we'll tell you about Underdog Fantasy right now. NBA playoffs are here and Underdog wants to make it a lot more interesting because Underdog, it's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. You play their pick'em game. It's as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists. And as we know, in the world of racing, it is better than or worse than the projected finishing position of the particular drivers. It's simple. We're going to give you an entire 2 episodes dedicated to not just the Cup, but the Xfinity Underdog picks that we've got for this weekend's races. So much. You can also mix entries, too, between baseball, basketball, or racing, or anything else you want to mix it with. Get 100 times your money if you play your cards right and look for those spicy little chili. It's a ton of fun. It's also available in 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada. So, new customers, you get a pick'em special in the lobby when you sign up. Underdog will also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash airdrops, special giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. Underdog's available in 30 states, like I said, including California, Texas, Canada. Plus, they just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure you sign up with the code RACESGPN, and Underdog's going to double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code RACESGPN. All right, Cody, let's get things set up for this Bet Rivers 200. Where is our first bet?
Let's do it. Also, I thought I saw, yes, Underdog, Rod, has got 2024 NFL season props already. So like Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns where you can go higher, lower, passing yards, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they've got a ton of stuff listed. I would also imagine, I don't see it yet, but I would imagine they'll have stuff for the draft tomorrow as well. So make sure you're checking back for that because always a lot of fun. Anyways, Rod, JB also says, made it on time today. Time to win some cash. Welcome, JB. You're here just in time because it's time to get to the picks. As I mentioned, Rod, I will be betting on all 4 Joe Gibbs Racing cars this weekend. And let's start with Mr. Ryan Truex himself. Top 5 number over on Bet365 is -105. Look, Ryan Truex led 124 laps, won both stages and the race last season, Rod. Okay, I rest my case. He also started here, and so, you know, he's a part-time guy, and he's kind of been in and out and was in the series for a while and then was out. He made a start in 2012 here with Joe Gibbs Racing. Started first, led 43 laps, finished second JGR driver Joey Logano that day, beat JGR driver Kurt Busch that day. It was pretty entertaining to look at that field. Like, Austin Dillon was in there, Tyler Reddick, like, all sorts of guys that are in the Cup Series now, obviously, and seeing Joey Logano in the Joe Gibbs car, always strange when you look back on things because we've known him as a Penske guy for so long, but Ryan Truex knows his way around this place. Again, it'll be a big thing all weekend. The Truex brothers swept this race last year with Ryan winning on Saturday and then Martin winning on Monday, technically, because that's when the Cup race was, but they swept the races here. But even money for Ryan Truex to get in the top 5, Rod, I don't know if you've noticed this season, these JGR cars are pretty fast. I've kind of noticed a trend. I believe they have won every single non-super speedway or road course race other than, with the exception of, I should say, Texas, where Sam Mayer to get the victory there. But yeah, JGR cars have been fast. We know they're going to be fast again. All he has to do is get a top 5. He won last season. Stages, led 124 laps. We know he can get it done. So Ryan Truex, -105, for a top five.
Yeah, that, and you know, minus 105 considering what he did last year and considering what he's done already so far, that's a really generous number. I'm glad that they're giving us that. I know it's not sexy for a top five. There's a lot more sexier top fives, which we'll go over soon.
Sexy enough for me.
Yeah, but yeah, again, if you like to win money, these are the kind of bets that you end up making, and you can still make money off of them. Much like my first bet, I know somebody had made mention the other day that an Austin Hill top five is not automatic anymore, and that's fine. We get it. We've taken that off of our auto bet list, but I still want to get a way to get in on Austin Hill, and I think this is a good way to do it. I'm taking Austin Hill over Sam Mayer. Austin Hill is actually not the favorite in this one. Sam Mayer is the favorite at minus 120. Austin Hill, you can get him at minus 110 over Sam Mayer. Look, again, we know that Austin Hill is not the auto bet top five over the last several weeks, right? Since Richmond, he hasn't been the auto bet top five. But before that, he definitely was. One Daytona, one Atlanta. Fourth place at Vegas, fourth place at Phoenix. Second place at Austin, and then started to have kind of a bad run. But in that was a couple of short tracks. Texas, which he did finish sixth, which is a good finish for him. And then 14th at Talladega, super speedway, right? But you look at his Dover, what he's done, he's only got two starts in the Xfinity Series at Dover, a 14th place and a 4th place. Obviously got better in that run. Sam Mayer this season, he only has two top five finishes. One of those, yes, was an impressive win at Texas, but outside of that, 38th at Las Vegas, 34th at Phoenix, 9th at Texas. He did get a second place at Martinsville, but look, we've heard it on the broadcast time and time again that Junior Motorsports is not having a fantastic season, one that they wish they could turn around, and they've gotten good finishes here and there. Obviously, they got the win, right? But overall, not really a banner season for Junior Motorsports, and Sam Mayer's troubles are going to continue on this track, I think, too, even though, I mean, despite the fact that he does have a fifth place and a ninth place finish on this track, again, when you look at last year, Austin Hill beat Sam Mayer fourth to ninth, so I think that can happen again. We know Austin Hill is the more consistent driver of the two. Sam Mayer, if there was a small tack in the track that was good enough to pop a tire, that he would run over that tack. He would be the one guy to find the thumbtack big enough to pop his tire out of all the drivers on there, whereas Austin Hill maybe not so much. So, yeah, like I said, Austin Hill over Sam Mayer, minus 110. You just got to take the consistency of Hill versus the volatility of Mayer and ride that to the end. Arturo saying, sup, guys.
Sup, Arturo. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Austin Hill, honorable mention, top five is plus 190. It didn't make the card this week just because it's burned us a couple times, but it's still not a bad bet. I mean, I'm not going to say you have to make it just because I want to see if we still have it after a few weeks of rough things going on. Obviously, you didn't take it last week, Super Speedway and all of that. But fading Sam Mayer, Rod, not to be defend the JRM cars that you're usually on, guy, but I don't know if I want to defend Sam Mayer once he started to figure things out with a couple of really good runs, winning Texas most recently here. But Austin Hill should be there at the end of the day, and we'll see if Sam Mayer's luck has actually turned around or if he just caught a couple of good breaks. All right, next up for me, Rod, I'd like to give you Riley Herbst. They fixed it now, but if you're in the Discord and you're our friend like JDK is, hopefully you were in there when I told you guys that Riley Herbst's top five number at Bet365 was 20-1, and hopefully you got in on that like JDK did. We'll see if they decide to uphold that or not. They've got a reputation for obviously taking those back, but a good reason to be in the Discord because sometimes, you know, there was a book, Rod, a couple of weeks ago that left truck race results up after the race was over, and people were still betting on Kyle Busch to win. So good reason to be in the Discord where you should be, because maybe he gets to keep that 20-1. I don't know if he will or not, but they have fixed it since and moved it over to plus 250. So that is the number I'm going to give you for, if I like it at plus 250, Rod, I guess I could settle for it at 20-1 as well. Somebody hit the zero key a couple too many times, but that'll happen. But I do like Riley Herbst, top five, plus 250 over on Bet365. He's got three top 10 finishes in six races. Coming off a second place finish at Talladega, again, not translating to this, but a good solid You know, good solid momentum for him. He was fifth place at Las Vegas earlier this season. He ran good at Texas and Phoenix before he ended up with late issues. So again, he's been a little bit on the bad luck side of things here lately, but we've seen a fast car from him. And you know, this is like this is the new version of Riley Herbst that we started to see towards the end of last season. There's been some bad luck this season, which he's got to clean up and not make mistakes, of course, but at plus two, you know, plus 250 for a top five for Riley Herbst. I think that he can get it done this week, Rod. So give me Riley Herbst. And then also Ryan Sieg, top five at 9-1. I'm done sleeping on Ryan Sieg. This number is stupid from based on what we've seen, Rod. So he has 17. You said not many guys had many starts here at Dover. Sieg is one of those guys. 17 Xfinity Series starts, Rod. He's never finished worse than 20th place in 17 career starts. He's not wrecked out one time. Never worse than 20th place consistency. And some of his finishes recently, 16th, 10th, 8th, 14th, 12th, 10th. Those are good runs. And that's before we got to this season when suddenly they've upped their partnership with Stuart Haas Racing, Rod. I don't know if you remember last week at Talladega, he won an extra $100,000. You think maybe they put some of that into the car this week at Dover? Hell yes, they do. He finished second place at Texas. He led 17 laps. I understand there was some late race shenanigans that got him up there, but he held the lead for 17 laps and was 0.002 seconds from the win. He was seventh place at Las Vegas, where he showed a lot of speed as well. I think it was Texas where he was fast, but then kind of ran into some issues as well. He's passed the eye test. Look, you know, this is a mile track, yes, but it's not a short track. This is an intermediate track. It's going to run the same as an intermediate with the speed and everything. We've seen them have really good runs. He's $100,000 richer than he was last week. I think they'll put that directly into this program. I think they're going to have a Stuart Haas prepped car this week. Ryan Sieg is going to show up 9-1 for a top five, Rod. It doesn't make sense when he finished seventh place at Texas when he's had these other good runs this season, or second place at Texas, rather, and seventh at Las Vegas. So he's had really good runs this season. They've shown some improvement, and he's not been bad here by any means. You know, finishing inside the top 20 17 times in a row, that's pretty impressive. And if he's top 20 in the car that he's been racing for years, you step it up, a top five, not out of the question. And 9-1 is a really good number on Ryan Sieg.
I imagine Ryan Sieg. So there was this video game once upon a time that was called RC Pro-Am. And in that, you would win money and you would put that money into like buying upgrading parts or whatever, or you could dump that money into the Nitro Boost button. So, you know, if you could soup up the boost button, you could keep hitting the boost button almost indefinitely, right? That's what Ryan probably did with the 100,000. He just dumped it all into the turbo boost. So you just watch him start hitting that boost button, or what is it, push to pass for
yeah,
NASCAR.
There you go. Well, be careful with the push to pass, Rod. We'll take away your win from 3 years ago.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to get started on that one. All right. I will give you my next bet, but let me ask you, if you're thinking of entering the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, but you don't live in Nevada, I mean, not a lot of us do, so if you don't and you want to do it anyways, it's no problem. It's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for a chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered up with the gold standard of proxy over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 on the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. That's footballproxy.com, promo code SGP. To get $50 off. Love it. Uber Bets. That's what we are naming it. Ash checking in. Evening, lads. The evening. Ash, Ryan Truex to win for him. Long shot, Carson Quapple to get a top five. We got you. Hang tight.
We just talked about Ryan Truex's top five, and we might bring up some of those other things as well here in a few minutes. So
indeed.
You're on the same page, even all the way across the world on the other side of the pond. Thanks for joining us. I know it's probably fairly late for you over there, Ash, so welcome into the show.
It's all right. Night owls for sure. Right. All right. I'm going with another head-to-head matchup. I don't usually do matchups very often, but today I've got two, and I think I like both of these for what they're worth. I'm going to take A.J. Allmendinger. He's pitted up against Sammy Smith, minus 115 for A.J. Allmendinger over Sammy Smith. So Sammy Smith, if you were to tell me that Sammy Smith was still in the 18 and that he could turn a sixth place finish, or at least a 28th place start, into a sixth place finish like he did last season on this track, and be good with it, I would tell you I'd take Sammy Smith, and I'd take him all day and twice on Saturday. However, let me read you his finishes this season. 23rd, 10th, 8th, 9th, 36th, 9th, 7th, 8th, 21st. There is no consistency. His average finish, 14.6. 8th place at Las Vegas, okay. 9th place at Phoenix, okay. 7th place at Martinville, 8th place. I mean, these are all solid top 10 finishes. I get it, but it's not what Sammy Smith has been all about. Again, why am I fading Junior Motorsports? I don't know why I'm fading Junior Motorsports.
Yeah, who are you being held hostage over there, Rod? Blink twice if you need help.
I need help. I'm blinking uncontrollably over here. But to me, again, AJ Allmendinger on this particular track has more upside, in my opinion, right? It is the driver of the 16 car for a colleague. In 2021, he finished fourth. In 2022, he finished sixth. So two solid finishes here. Again, he didn't race here against Sammy Smith in 2023, but they're both had a sixth place finish the last time they were here. Now, AJ Allmendinger has not had a stellar beginning to his Xfinity season either. His average finish, just 14.6 versus Sammy Smith's 14.4 for AJ Allmendinger, 14.6 for Sammy Smith. But Allmendinger sixth at Vegas, right? Fourth at Texas. Couple of good finishes there. Yeah, he had an 18th place at Phoenix, but yeah, it's frustrating for AJ Allmendinger. But I think that Talladega last week looked good as far as being able to just kind of stay around the front. I know it's a super speedway, but still, I think the confidence might be getting back after that fourth place in Texas. A good run at Talladega until it wasn't. So maybe his head is on straight. I have to go with my heart at this instance where it's AJ Allmendinger, who was my favorite driver from last season, right, against my favorite team. I guess I'll take the driver in this instance and just pray for the best, because I can't see Sammy Smith, pulling a top five. So Dinger's top five is a little bit far-fetched too, but maybe they just finish 7-8 and AJ Allmendinger finishes one ahead of Sammy Smith and we'll both be happy.
Yeah, I don't really want to go on the record and defend Sammy Smith, because that's hard to do. But man, I don't have a lot of trust for the colleague cars this season. But hey, AJ's one of those guys we know is a veteran. We know he makes the most of it and can hang around up there. So I looked at this matchup and I was like, boy, it's kind of gross. I don't know which way I would go. So that's why I left it off. But I'll ride with you on this one, Rod. Next up for me, we're gonna go back to the top Chevrolet market. Again, this is one that I've liked to hit in the Xfinity series. Also, the only one that's available. They don't have Ford or Toyota listed this week for some reason. At the time we're recording this, what happened to... Why did Caesars suddenly shuffle everything alphabetically, Rod? That is...
Oh, yeah, gross. They did. Yeah, they've done that the last couple of days, actually.
It was not like this when I looked at it yesterday.
It was like that for me this morning.
That's gross. I'm like, why? How is AJ Allmendinger and Anthony Alfredo at the top of this list? That's not super helpful to look at it this way. But anyways, top Chevrolet market. So I'm going to go with Sam Mayer at 4-1. I know you said bad things about him, Rod. I disagree with you there. Also going to take Jesse Love at 10-1. We hit that one last week with Jesse Love. Similar price, I believe it was, for top finishing Chevrolet. Again, Rod, I came into this week with a positive attitude. I said to myself, self, this is the week Justin Allgaier gets it done. I'm going to be on Justin Allgaier this week. It's going to go in the document as soon as it gets released. And then Justin Allgaier comes out as the 3-1 favorite. And I said, oh, never mind. Not going to be a Justin Allgaier this week because, we've not seen enough from him. And that's kind of the point, right, is Justin Allgaier's at the top of this list. He's the number one guy. And then it kind of falls off from there, right? Sam Mayer is the next guy on the list. And then you have guys like Sammy Smith, like Austin Hill, like AJ Allmendinger. And then Jesse Love gets buried in there. So, you know, AJ or Justin Allgaier should be good this week, Rod, but he should be good every week, and he keeps running in. I mean, at Phoenix, he's on his way to winning, and he pulls a tire and hits the wall. Like, you talked about Sam Mayer earlier not being able to catch a break. I would say that's more relatable to Justin Allgaier than anyone. Last week at Talladega, Rod, we're just riding along. One car gets punted and smashes the wall. It's fucking Justin Allgaier. Like, dude cannot catch a break no matter where we are, no matter what's going on. So hard to trust him. And hard to trust that team for where they're at right now. And then it's an open after that. You go over to Sam Mayer, Rod. And you look at what he's done, you know, look what he's done here at Dover previously. Two seasons ago, he had a fifth place finish, a solid run, very young, green Sam Mayer. He won stage two. And then last season was ninth place. Okay. But we saw a new, again, sometimes with Ty Gibbs, with Noah Gragson in the Cup Series, we've seen, like, you can't look at what they did last season because it's a new driver basically this year. Riley Herbst, there's a lot of that for his past like five seasons. You can't look at it because he's a new guy all of a sudden, right? Sam Mayer wins four races at the end of last season, and then he comes in. I think it was he was second place in Martinsville, and then he wins at Texas 2 weeks ago. So I know he had a lot of bad luck and couldn't catch any breaks, but once Sam Mayer figures things out, Rod, watch out because he could be, you know, putting his voice in the ring to be the top Chevrolet over there at JRM this season. So I like Sam Mayer. I think there's a lot of value there at 4-1. And then for Jesse Love, like, what more do you need to see from this kid? I mean, we know how talented he is. We talked about it when he was coming up with Toyota. He goes over to Chevy. We're not sure what the car. It turns out maybe Sheldon Creed was the problem. I don't know. He wins last week. Now it's a super speedway, of course, and we know how the race went. But, hey, he's coming off with that momentum of winning. He said on the podcast, Rod, that he's locked into the playoffs, which is not true. I heard that about Tyler Reddick again. Again, you're not locked in. I don't understand why we're getting this. We're not locked in. You're pretty well locked in, right? You got a good chance, but you're not locked in. I just want to make sure that's clear. But six straight top 10 finishes, four of the last six races, Rod, he's been in the top six. Again, what more do you want from Jesse Love? Doesn't have any starts here, of course, because he's so freaking young. He doesn't have starts anywhere. But we've seen it from him. We know how good Austin Hill can be on a week-to-week basis. We've always said, you know, he's outperforming the car. Maybe the cars are just better than we thought they were, and Creed is kind of holding them back. So, yeah, I like Jesse Love at 10-1 and Sam Mayer at 1 in this top Chevy market, again, where it's just kind of volatile. You know, Austin Hill's in there, but the results haven't really been there. And we're throwing Talladega out last week. He looked good, of course, before he gets wrecked, but that's how that goes. You've got guys like Brandon Jones you can't trust. You got guys like Sammy Smith that you can't trust. SVG 75-1 to be top Chevy. I think that maybe speaks for itself. So, yeah, I mean, there's just not a bunch of other guys. Like, even though Chevy has the most cars out there, it's not like they're heavy on the top of the board. So I think that that's a good market to continue to attack. And really, this has actually worked out well for us quite a number of times this season. We've hit the top Chevy picking someone else than the favorite in that group.
Indeed. And I'll talk more about Love in a second because I very much love some Love again this week. And I think that's a good angle to take. As far as Sam Mayer's concerned, go ahead. I don't care. But I still don't know that I trust him. And this may be the only way that I would trust him because you could still cash this and Austin Hill too. Never faded Justin.
Old fashioned football, yes. Never faded Justin. We bounce back. Well, he hasn't bounced back yet. I mean, he probably will one of these weeks. And we're going to be like, okay, well, it happened. Fine. But until it happens, you got to bet against it. And like Troy says, Allgaier just can't finish races. And
lately, he can't.
That's exactly the handicap. I mean, he'll win. Like, one of these weeks, Rod, Allgaier is going to come out, lead every single lap, win the race. And we're going to be like, well, we're not really surprised, right? Because we knew he could do it. But when he's such a fucking heavy favorite, you just can't bet on him. And you got to go against him because he's not been performing well.
No, he has not. Much to my dismay, he has not. But somebody who has performed well in the situation that he was given, yeah, Carson Quapel. Top five for Quapel. I got him at plus 500. I know that was at, top five at 500. Ash was talking about as well. Yeah, top five. Ah, man, plus 5-1 at 365 for a guy who in his very first race in the Xfinity Series this season and ever got himself a fourth place finish at Martinsville. Martinsville is no joke, kids. Martinsville is a tough, tough track. It is a tough, tough race. I know it's only a half mile. This is actually a full mile, but I still think that proves better for him because it's not going to be quite as arduous and it's not going to be quite as
argue that the track named the Monster Mile might be tougher than Martinsville.
True, however, there's not going to be quite as much banging and beating and stuff like that for him to get through. But that 88 car, I mean, that could very well just be it. I mean, that 88 car did dump all of its extra money into that Nitro Boost. It did dump all that money into making it fast, and fast enough for Carson Quapel to actually pilot it in a way that's going to get him back into the top five. We've seen the talent already. He started 12th in that race and finished inside of the top four and top five. So He did it once, and there's not a whole lot more you can really use to handicap this because that's it. That's the only thing you got to go off of. But the strength of that 88 and the strength of the driver behind it is definitely one. That's the one Junior Motorsports car that I definitely feel all confident in, which is weird because maybe it's because he hasn't been caught up in all of the storm that has been this whole season. Maybe it's because he's been above it that I feel like he's going to have a good run at it. So, again, just basically this is a good number for a guy that he's already proven once that he can get it done. And if given the right circumstances again, I think he can get it done again. So give me Quapple, top five, 5-1.
Yeah, I think Dover is going to be a tough track. I don't think it's going to be maybe as easy as Martinsville was. Again, he's coming from the late model scene. Like, Martinsville is the type of track he's used to. This is going to be a little different. This is going to be higher speeds. But that being said, we know how talented he is, and he's from a great lineage, right? His dad was a Cup Series guy for many years and a good driver in Travis. So we know that it's going to continue to be good. That 88 car has been good. They're not putting people in there without the funding. They're not putting people in there, you know, without it being a good car. So I think that at the number you're getting it at 5-1, it's a great bet. You know, if it was shorter, you know, even at 3-1, and maybe I don't like it as much, but at 5-1, it's definitely worth the bet, Rod. Troy saying to take him to win also. He is 35-1. Neither of us are on him. Man, I don't know. I feel like there's other places I would rather go than that, which is probably why I did that. Ash also saying if only we had top 10 markets in this series would be money for him. Euros, of course, across the pond there. We had top 10s last week at Talladega. Can you explain this to me, Rod? At Talladega, where it's more, again, you saw the running order at the end of the day, right? It's more likely that you're going to get a wild big hit on a top 10. Why not give us top 10s at Dover where it, I guess it's probably easier to predict who's going to be in the top 10. Maybe that's the problem. But I would love to have top 10s in Xfinity week in and week out. Arturo also saying all guys due to win. Like I said, he is, but not a 3-1.
No, not
That's the problem. So, okay, I do love your Carsquapple top five play, Rod. It's a little bit of a hedge on this bet, and really you could cash both of these. But I'm going to take Group B over on Bet365. I'm going to take our guy, Tay Gray. Taylor Gray, of course, back in a Joe Gibbs Racing car again this weekend to be the Group B winner, plus 240. And this group has Carson Quapple in it. So again, if Quapple finishes top five and you cash that at 5-1, maybe you're not going to be so sad if this doesn't hit. But we know Taylor Gray could maybe even finish better than that. It's also got Sheldon Creed in there. Again, Rod, do I need to make a case against Sheldon Creed, or does Creed make the case on his own? Now, I'm going to make a counter argument in a few minutes for Creed. But again, it's a numbers game, and that's what we're playing here. But Sheldon Creed is Sheldon Creed. I mean, I don't think I need to go any farther. And really, you could probably say the same thing. Brandon Jones is the other guy in this group, Rod. He's a guy I love to bet on. And it's not been working out very good because Brandon Jones is just super inconsistent. They've not been showing up lately. Maybe it's a JRM thing. I mean, all these guys seem to be snake bitten week in and week out for the most part. So, yeah, it's Creed, Jones, and Quapple. I feel like you're just getting two complete wild cards and guys that get in their own way more than they don't in Creed and Jones. And then with Quapple, again, great run in his first start, impressive. He's 5-1 still for a top five, maybe for a reason. I don't know that he's going to run that well. Taylor Gray's in one of these Joe Gibbs Racing cars, Rod. Unquestionably the fastest cars each and every week. He's done extremely well in his few starts in the Xfinity series here. I mean, really, I don't even think I need to get too deep into what he's done. We've seen it. He's had really good runs. I think he's going to continue on that. So love Taylor Gray to win Group B on Bet365, plus 240 over Creed, Jones, and Quapple.
Well, you think of what Taylor Gray's ceiling is, and that is a top three finish. I mean, that guy has proven time and time again that he can just jump in this car and drive it to its fullest potential, which is exactly what you want for a guy driving equipment like Joe Gibbs equipment, much like we talk about Carson Quapple, who can jump in and drive that Junior Motorsports car to its highest potential where his other teammates have not been able to this season. So, I definitely agree with you on Taylor Gray. Creed and Jones,
Gray
easy.
Again. And with Gray again too, Rod, like, yeah, maybe the past results haven't always been great in the truck series, but again, it's a completely new guy this season, right? We've seen it in the truck series. We've seen it in these Xfinity series starts. Like, he's showing up and he's a guy. I've been talking about his talent for a while and he's really proving it to us this season. So you love to see it. And I feel like this is just kind of a weak group overall. You could have one of these guys that has kind of an outlier great run, but a little weaker. And I mean, really, you might even be able to finish 8th or 10th and cash this bet. And you're going to be a JGR car to finish better than that? Yes, please.
Yep. I like I said, I agree with you on that one because I think a top three is in Taylor Gray's future and a top five is in Quapple's future. So we're both happy on that. Speaking of expanding on some love, I'm going to give love even some more love. Give him the top Chevy, okay, but let's give him a top three finish for sure. His top three number is at plus 550. What? Look, Jesse Love just won Talladega. I know it's not, you know, a comparable race. I know. But when you come off of a win and you expect a guy to sink back into obscurity, like plus 550 for a top three is telling me you don't expect him to do it, given that some of these other guys are at plus, you know, 200, plus 100 for a top five. So, look, he finished second at Phoenix, which is another mile track. Now, is it a mile track like Dover's a mile track? No, but it's definitely a mile track. So he had a top three finish there, a fifth place finish at Richmond, ninth place at Martinsville, ninth place at Texas. All of these circling inside of the top 10. And for a guy like Jesse Love, if you find him inside of the top 10, it's very simple that he could try to find his way into the top five and therefore the top three by extension. This guy is one of the hottest guys on the track right now. He is driving like a man on fire. He already has three poles. This kid is barely old enough to vote, and he's got three poles in the Xfinity Series. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it, to me, that just signals that he is somebody to look out for the next few weeks until he proves me otherwise. So to have top three at plus 550, I feel like that's insanely mispriced. So, yeah, I think not only will Jesse Love probably be the top Chevy at the end of the day, I think he's going to have a top three finish for sure. So plus 550 for that, swoop on it while you still can.
Yeah, I like it. Again, getting this big of a number, you know, maybe he doesn't win the race, but maybe he's right there at the end. That's kind of what you're looking for with this type. At plus 550, I think it's great. He was on Door Bumper Clear earlier this week, Rod. And man, the confidence like exuding from that kid. I think he feels slighted by Toyota, and for good reason. I mean, he kind of got shoved out of the way there and shuffled out. And then Chevy's like, okay, hey, we'll take you. And he's kind of, I think, got a little bit of a, hey, you fucked up Toyota type of mentality, which how many times have we seen that from Toyota before? William Byron, Bubba Wallace, he's returned to them, of course, but a ton of other guys that were Toyota development drivers that they've let go and kind of missed out on. So, yeah, love kind of that next guy, but he's definitely got that chip on his shoulder, and I think he's going to continue to run hard. And now with that win in his pocket, Rod, again, while he thinks it's locked him in, even though it's not, it gives you a lot more confidence to go out and make moves and get good finishes like this. So I do like the bet, Rod. Another bet that I like, go over to winning manufacturer. Again, this is stupid. Chevrolet is the favorite in this group, Rod. Okay, maybe Justin Allgaier comes out and dominates this race. Sam Mayer could win this race. I mean, is there anybody else that's going to probably dominate this race? No. There's a bunch of other Chevy guys who could win the race. Yeah, but are they just going to come out, have the fastest car, be the best car on the day? No. So let's go over to the Toyota camp, Rod, where they're plus 185. And you're telling me you get four JGR cars. You get Chandler Smith. I don't know if you've heard, he's pretty good. You get Taylor Gray. I don't know if you've heard, he's pretty good. You get Sheldon Creed. There's some argument to be had about how good he is, but it's a fast JGR car, Rod, so we're going to lump that in there. Who's in the other JGR car? Ryan Truex, the guy who won last season. So, yeah, you know, that's probably not a bad deal there. You also get Corey Heim. Again, he's going to be making his Cup Series debut this weekend. And by the way, I don't know if you saw that car. It's a throwback. It's got the Petty blue and the day gold, red or whatever they call it on there. Looks absolutely beautiful. So great, you know, going to be great for him. And he's got all that going on, but he's going to show up and do this. You're giving me plus 185 to get covered on all five of these Toyotas. Yes, please. Then I don't have to pick. I'm still gonna, but I don't have to pick between Chandler Smith and Ryan Truex, who are plus 375 and plus 600 to win this race at the top of the board. Maybe Sheldon Creed gets his head out of his ass and wins this race. Maybe Ryan Truex does it again. Maybe Taylor Gray finally gets it done. Like, these are fast cars. I know there's only five of them in the field, Rod, but the five of them are way stronger than the top three Chevrolets are. So give that to me all day. Toyota winning manufacturer plus 185. It's gonna. It sounds like a broken record at this point, right? I bet on JGR and you know, Joe Gibbs Racing cars, Toyotas every single week on the show, Rod. But I mean, we've hit these bets a lot of the fucking time. I mean, they've won every single oval race this year except for Texas, where they wrecked each other out. But they've won all the other ones. Why are they still plus 185? And you're getting all these guys lumped in together. I love it.
Yeah, again, Toyota for 185, that's the play. I know Chevy could end up being the manufacturer, but the odds are just not there for it. And look, Chevy has won a lot of these races at Dover, but a lot of them are Junior Motorsports cars that I don't think we're going to see win. I know Austin Cindric, obviously Penske, that won a couple of years ago too. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of a mixed bag. Chevy's won more than they've lost in that one, but Chevy hasn't looked like the manufacturer that they've been over the past. So Toyota's closed that gap, in fact, maybe even surpassed them. So I like that as well. All right, I am going to go with my winning car number, so staple that one in. Just might as well just expect a winning car number from me just about every single week now until it bucks us, because so far, so good. I'm going to take the winning car number as even at plus money. I'm taking the plus money side of this, because I know that there's a lot of guys on the odd side of it that are really going to make you, you know, stand up and say, but you get guys like Jesse Love in this one. You get Sammy Smith on the off chance a Junior Motorsports car does, in fact, win this, and it's him. You get Daniel Dye, who's the greatest cameraman ever in the entire world. I'm just kidding. You don't want Daniel Dye. You get A.J. Allmendinger, who I'll make a case for in a little bit. You get Sheldon Creed, who Cody will make a case for here in a little bit. You get Ryan Truex. You get Corey Heim. Look at Corey Heim and Taylor Gray. They came in with like a wrecking ball. Like, you know, Miley Cyrus was probably end up riding one of these guys into the... So I think Corey Heim has a good shot of doing it. You have got guys like Matt DiBenedetto in there somewhere. You got Parker Kligerman, who, oof, my God, so close to being a good car there. You get Carson Quapple. You get Caden Honeycutt, baby, yeah. And you get Riley Herbst. So there's a lot of good folks on the plus money side that could potentially win this race in the even side of this. So plus money, like I said, just to kind of pick half of the field and to roll the dice with. There's three in particular that I really think could be it. So I like doubling down on even, you know, the Toyota part of it with Ryan Truex being there. You double down on that, you triple down on that in some cases. So give me winning car number even at plus 115.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take the two favorites out, which is the tough part because you got Justin Allgaier and Chandler Smith there. But then you do get a pretty heavy field behind them of even cars. So, yeah, plus 115 again. I don't argue with you often, Rod, on the winning car bets, and I don't have an argument this week.
Beautiful. I don't want to have to yell at you again. I hate it when I have to yell at you. It's not fun. It never makes me feel good about myself.
We've had our fill of yelling this week already.
Yeah, we have.
Again,
yeah.
Go back and listen to the recap show if you haven't.
The one dislike on the video was probably that one where the
oh, was there a dislike?
That's there was great. One dislike on the it video, so you got to love that. But
man, I mean,
actually, I think it was for what I was wearing. It wasn't because of you.
Well, it's probably somebody who likes to bitch about the racing every week and should find something else to watch. But
indeed. All right, Cody, who's going to win this race?
All right, Rod. Well, as Charles said here, Ryan Truex could do it again. This was the big debate in my head. And actually, I filled out the rest of my winners last night, and I left this top spot open because I was just going back and forth. Ryan Truex is 6-1. He won last year. He led 126 laps. He won both stages. He's fast. He's in a JGR car, Rod, all of the stuff. I mean, it's hard to not make an argument for him. But Chandler Smith is right there at plus 375. He's not getting the respect of being the favorite. Instead, Justin Allgaier, who doesn't have any wins this season, is the favorite. So I think you could go either direction with Chandler Smith or with Ryan Truex. But, Rod, I just can't get off my guy Chandler Smith. I've got that 2.5 wins ticket sitting there ready to be cashed this weekend. Hopefully it will be. Plus 375 is still a good number for the best driver in the best car in the series. I don't think that's arguable anymore. 13th place last season in a shitty colleague car. 6th and 10th, though, in the stages, so he's running decent throughout the race. Now he's in a car that's 50 times better, as we know. Go back and you look. He was first place at Phoenix. 15th place at Texas. After he got wrecked by his teammate, still recovered for a decent finish, so you can't really blame him too much there. 3rd place at Martinsville. 1st at Richmond. 3rd at Las Vegas. He has been good. Rod, let's go back and look. We're going to toss out the super speedways and the road course because, again, those are different racing and it's different. So we've had five oval tracks. So we'll go back from the start of the season. Las Vegas, JGR Toyota. Phoenix, JGR Toyota. Richmond, JGR Toyota. Martinsville, JGR Toyota. Texas, they wrecked each other and Sam Mayer won that one. So we're 4 for 5 on regular oval tracks this season for JGR Toyota's winning. You're giving me the best one, the fastest one, not even the favorite, a +375 in Chandler Smith. Too good to pass up, Rod. Riley Herbst as well. Talked about him earlier in the show. 18-1. Again, he's just a guy that I kind of look for every single week. His number is too far down there for how well he's been running. Finishes haven't always been there, but at 18-1, the finishes don't always need to be there. I know I gave him out as a top five earlier, so I need it for that. But again, the number was good there. He doesn't have to run good if he doesn't finish well on the outright, right? But at 18-1, he's definitely worth a shot because we know he's more than capable of winning. Won at Las Vegas last season. Again, this is an intermediate track. It's going to be that style of racing. And we know that those SHR cars can have some speed at times. Rod, I know that this is going to be tough to make a case for, but I'm going to take Sheldon Creed this week at 25-1.
Cody, are you okay? blink twice if you're in trouble.
I am okay. I'm not in trouble. Okay. I'm not being held to not being held against my will here. But at 25-1 over on Caesars, Rod, come on. I mean, this number is stupid. This is a JGR Toyota that is, again, won 4 of 5 races. It's a fast car. And Sheldon Creed, I know we've made a lot of fun and poked fun at him. And he gets in his own way a lot, Rod. It's a lot. But at 25-1, I don't care if he finishes last place in this race because he's going to have a car that's fast enough to potentially win. He's 11th and 8th in his two starts here. In that two car, again, was that the two car problem? Was that a him problem? He led 41 laps last season, though, in that two car. Again, to our previous bets on Jesse Love. Right, if you think Jesse Love's an upgrade, and it seems that he is, he led 41 laps in this car last season. But you go back and you look, he had a third place and a sixth place finish earlier on, and he's in a better car than he was last season by quite a bit, right? Should be. 7 top three finishes last season for Sheldon Creed, Rod. 5 of those were second place. 5 times he finished second place. I know that's not a win. But if he can get in the top three 7 times, 25-1 in a JGR car, Rod, come on. He's got 8 second place finishes in his career. Other guys that notably had a lot of second place finishes before they were finally able to win races, guys like Casey Kane, guys like Chase Elliott, second. And then they finally win and the gates open and they get all these wins. Look, Rod, if Daniel Hemric can finish second. I mean, this is a repeat of Daniel Hemric. Daniel Hemric finished second place 432 times in that season he won the championship. He's never won any race ever in his entire racing career, even at the go-kart track, I don't think. But he gets a win finally at the championship race. He's a champion forever. Like, Sheldon Creed can get into that, Rod. So, again, I wrote in my notes here, the boneheadedness has to learn eventually, right? I mean, he's got to figure it out. But at 25-1, it's definitely worth the risk. Again, I know that we poked a lot of fun, and you're like, are you really betting on Sheldon Creed? But the number's gotten stupid. It shouldn't be 25-1 for a Joe Gibbs Racing car with a capable driver for the most part. You know? So Sheldon Creed, 25-1, long explanation, but I feel like I needed to talk that out because, again, it's Sheldon Creed. And then, Rod, going to take a stab at a long shot here. Give me Parker Kligerman at 50-1. Been a little bit of an up and down season for Parker Kligerman. He actually started on the pole here last season, and that was because of the rain. We talked about that in the Cup Series side of things as well, but it's how good of a season he'd been having at that point. And he ended up getting crashed, so he finished, I think, 36th. Not a good day. But he's been top 10 in 3 of... so again, we've had 6 regular kind of tracks this season, not outside of super speedways. Top 10 in 3 of those, has shown some speed. But you go back to last season, Rod, on intermediates late in the season, 4th place at Kansas, 2nd place at Texas, 8th place at Michigan. He had some really good runs, showed some good speed. Maybe Chandler Smith and Justin Allgaier get in a wreck early. Maybe Truex has a pit penalty. Boom, this has opened up. At 50-1, he's probably going to need some help. He's not going to have the fastest car in the field. We know that. But Parker Kligerman can get it done. and I'm feeling him this week. So again, got four out there again this week, but three of them are 18 to one or more. Again, you're kind of going bigger on Chandler Smith here, right? We like him a lot at 375. You take some Herbst at 18 to one. You take some Creed at 25 to one. Take some Kligerman at 50 to one. Balance out your card. That was a lot of talking, Rod. I feel like I had to really explain some of those, but the numbers all make it worth it.
I mean, you did have to talk through Sheldon Creed because I don't know that I've... And then my brother checking in saying, it's a safe place, Cody. Yeah. Tell us how Sheldon Creed hurt you.
Going back to Texas where he wrecked Chandler Smith, that's the most recent scenario of him hurting me.
There's pain. There's pain all around in Sheldon Creedville. All right, so mine, because you took pretty much everybody that was worth mentioning, and I didn't want to say Justin Allgaier, even though, look, if you really feel like this is a Justin Allgaier week, now's the time to fire that, but I'm not confident in him, so
like I said before, Rod, like I came into this week wanting to, I planned on betting on him, and then he shows up as a favorite at 3 to 1. Yeah. Like, I would rather him lead every single lap of this race and win, and me not be on him, than bet him at 3 to 1 again for that to happen. Right, whatever it is, it's a pit mistake or a flat tire or a speeding penalty, or like it just happens and happens again. But anyways, continue. Yeah.
I'd rather take him as a top five car. I'd rather take a step down even farther and take like a top five. Now, if we had a top 10, but that would be a horrible number, I'm sure. Allgaier's top five is a, where are we at? Stupid thing. Minus 230. Never mind. I don't want to take him. To
I was going to say, it's probably not a good number.
If it was plus money, I would have taken it. But all right. So my only outright guy that I'm going to take is AJ Allmendinger, 15 to 1. This is a stretch. It's about as much of a stretch as a Kligerman bet because both of these guys basically have the same chance of winning this one. However, I feel like AJ Allmendinger maybe have a little better given the fact that he's had a couple of top 10 finishes, a top four finish on this track in particular, kind of like what I talked about earlier when I taken him over Sammy Smith. Look, AJ Allmendinger can win, and he doesn't have to just win on road courses. Like, he's able to win on other courses, other racetracks. He's a champion, right? It's so tough because AJ Allmendinger gets in his head so very much. Hopefully this is the fact that he gets out of his own head and gets out of his way. Because to me, it just seems like a waste. AJ Allmendinger finished fourth at Texas, sixth in Las Vegas. He did have an 18th place finish at Phoenix, which is not good for him this year, but you know, all in all, I'm taking the fact that he's finished inside of the top 10 twice and inside of the top five once the last two times he was on this track as a sign of maybe this is the week for AJ Allmendinger. 15 to 1 doesn't seem like a bad stab at a guy that I know you don't like Colic Equipment. I get it. But at the same time, it's still decent enough for AJ Allmendinger to pilot to a win, which he's done several times over. So, yeah. But like I said, I back you on Chandler Smith, and I back you on Riley Herbst on these two. But, yeah, the numbers for the other guys, look, I just want to read off some of these other. Justin Allgaier, plus 300. Cole Custer, I wanted to make a case for him at 5.5 to 1, but I was like, meh. But Ryan Truex is really where I'm heavy with you on, too, at plus 550 to win this race as well. So, yeah, I don't know. It's tough, but like I said, AJ Allmendinger or Ryan Truex, because you took Truex to win as well. I can't go anywhere else other than AJ Allmendinger at this point.
Yeah, it's a tough case to make, Charles, if I got all my money back from betting Sheldon effing Creed to win the Xfinity Series, I'd be rich finally. Yeah, I mean, hard to argue with you again, like. I was so high. I got to stop saying again. I've noticed that I said that a lot today, Rod. I don't know if I always do that, but I was so high on Sheldon Creed coming into the season. I thought he was going to have this great season and this wonderful everything. And I was high on Custer last season, and he didn't. But then he came back and won the championship, Rod. Maybe get on that Sheldon Creed championship number. Okay, maybe not. But again, you got to see it at some point, right? 25 to 1, it's worth the sprinkle.
It is. Charles also saying just now, if Sheldon doesn't win at Darlington, he needs to go back to Truck Series immediately midseason or retire. No excuses.
That should be. I mean, we'll see. It's going to depend on Cup drivers. That's a place where you probably have some Cup guys entered. If that's like the one where Denny always does. So it could be tough. But if he's going to win somewhere, he almost beat Kyle. He was this close to beating Kyle Larson head-to-head at Darlington a few years ago, Rod. So maybe, but hopefully it's this week for Sheldon. Gets off the Snide and we steal him at 25 to 1.
Steal him at 25 to 1. All right, get out your pen and paper. It is time to go over our bets for this Bet Rivers 200. Or, of course, if you're watching on YouTube, now is the time where I pull up the graphic and you can keep track of it with us. Cody started you off with Ryan Truex as a top five car at minus 105. I gave you Austin Hill over Sam Mayer at minus 110. Cody gave you Riley Herbst as a top five car at plus 250, and then of course he gave you Ryan Sieg as a top five car at plus 900. I gave you AJ Allmendinger over Sammy Smith at minus 115. Cody gave you Sam Mayer at 4-1 to be the top Chevy, or Jesse Love at 10-1 to be the top Chevy. I said Carson Kwapel would be a top five car at 5-1. Cody said that Tay-Tay Gray was going to win Group B and all of his shifties would be happy at plus 240. I said Jesse Love would be a top three car at plus 550. Cody said that Toyota would be the winning manufacturer at plus 185. I said that winning car would be even at plus 115. Cody then gave you Chandler Smith at plus 375, Riley Herbst at 18-1, Sheldon Creed at 25-1, and Parker Kligerman at 50-1. Did you officially give out Ryan Truex as well, Cody? I don't remember if you did.
No, I didn't. It was between Truex and Smith. I went with Smith instead of Truex, but he's covered in the winning Toyota bit too.
He did, is indeed. Yeah. And I would go ahead and say,
and we got the top five.
So. Yeah. I didn't necessarily put him officially on my card, but Ryan Truex was going to be the guy I was going to go for. I honestly thought Cody was going to have him, which is why I didn't put him. So I went with AJ Allmendinger at 15-1 to win this race. All right, Cody, that is it. That is the Bet Rivers 200. Again, excited to have a book, and we have BetMGM coming up later too as a sponsor for a race as well. So that's gonna be pretty exciting.
Yeah. Hey, it's legal in North Carolina now. NASCAR seems to be taking it more seriously. Dale Jr.'s doing his best every week to try and talk about it. So there's that. JDK checking in again. You better stop telling people about this, JDK. But we don't want them to hear or they messed up so bad. But again, get in the Discord. You get those big lines like JDK did on the mistake. We'll see if they honor it or not. But props to him for getting in and anybody else that did. Also, be like Charles. Charles in the chat here. I noticed he just subscribed to the channel, so we appreciate that. So thanks, Charles. That's awesome. We hope to have you back for every show. We'll be back tomorrow, Rod, with Xfinity DFS and Underdog. It's going to have a standalone show. And then Xfinity or Cup Series rather on Friday, DFS and Underdog picks as well. Maybe some IndyCar talk on the F1 Gambling Podcast this week. We'll see if we get odds. We'll see if they decide to change more results. We'll get into that later. But
yeah.
Anyways, Rod, follow me over on the X at Husker_Z. You can find all my stuff there. Again, NFL draft stuff. I got it all over there if you want it. Arena Football League stuff. I got some of that. That's out and continuing to come out as well. So make sure you're checking that out. And let's come back tomorrow and talk a little Xfinity DFS.
Indeed. That'll be so much fun. Let's do it. Follow me on X at RJ Villagomez. Link in the bio to everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it's In Between Media. Make sure you're checking out Seth and Elliot on the back road tomorrow. And happy game week to all of those of you who celebrate in the Arena Football world. First game is on Saturday. Orlando Predators taking on the Albany Firebirds on NFL Network, no less. And you can catch all of the pre-stuff going on the Arena Football League channel, on the YouTube channel where I host the show. So if you want more of me, I don't know who does, but if you do, that's out there. So
I don't know who doesn't, Rob.
Oh, you're so sweet. All right. Well, you'll have more of us tomorrow on the Xfinity DFS series. So until then, let's go racing and let it ride.